Hello everyone, welcome to edition 236, I think, of the NRF1 podcast, because Norfolk knows and is back in Formula One. How exciting. This is your F1 podcast straight out of Norfolk, UK, Sprowston, just north of Norwich to be precise. Phil Gray's home to be even more precise. Very exciting. We are sat right here on his sofas in his front room with a sizable television. Well, we're also going out on Future Radio, worth pointing out, as we have been all year. And we're here to review the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix, the 2018 final climax. That's probably a tautology. I'm waffling already. The race hasn't happened yet, is what I was going to say. So we can't talk about the race because it hasn't happened yet. We've got Sky's coverage just setting up the race as it so happens. As I said, we're in Phil Gray's living room, which is lovely. Coming up, no idea because it hasn't happened yet. And I am sports journalist Michael Bailey. So joining us on the sofas, we have 2 times Beckles kart champion, Kyle Cumbers. Hello, Kyle.
Hello.
Very excited. I'm going to move. I am mobile today. This is all very good. We also have Norfolk's own Italian, Alessandro Issa Fumagalli, which is Alex to us.
Hello.
This is nice, isn't it, Alex?
Hey, yeah, it's nice. Comfy.
It's comfy. We don't get this, although as much as we love the rush cutters, of course, we don't get sofas. And the FM with the wizard beard, and I'm glad to say it's still extremely wizardy and particularly oiled, it looks today. Yeah. Phil Gray, and your lovely house.
Yep, hi, how are you? Hi.
You all right? Yeah, I'm good.
My mouth opened and words didn't come out, just a noise.
I find it a common occurrence, so don't worry. I was in Wales this time yesterday, so that's all flown by. We're really excited. Basically, last Grand Prix of the season, we thought we'd all get round a sofa and a telly and watch it live. So we're going to do some podding as it all happens, is the plan, and we'll do some reviewing in the period afterwards as well. So it'll be a slightly different format to what we've done all season, but fair enough. If the guys are going to rock up at the last Grand Prix of the season with an end of term feel, I think we should do the same. It's worth pointing out, this isn't the last podcast we will do this season. We will be doing our traditional season review, most likely down the pub. DT will probably turn up and get a 3-course meal. sorry, DT. We'll do our end of season review and split that into however many parts we can, and we'll wrap up the prediction league and all that sort of shenanigans then. But for now, we can just enjoy this, and we'll also do an exclusive Patreon podcast after the race and just sum up some of the other storylines that have been going on recently in F1 as everyone prepares for their holidays. Which, I feel tired from this season as good as it's been, so I can only imagine what it's like to actually have worked in it and amongst it. We should probably first of all, and Rich. Dear Rich isn't here, so it's not going to be Snack Watch with Rich, but it is going to be F1 Snack Watch with us lot, because it's very exciting. So first of all, Alex, you've got a cup there of coffee.
Black coffee, Norwich City FC.
Which are officially your English team, aren't they?
100%, yes.
What? I think I do know the answer to this. Your Italian team?
AC Milan.
Yeah, they were quite good. Sorry, Alex. Yeah. Ouch. Burn. What else have we got here for the snack watch? What did you bring, Carl? What's your responsibility?
Choco cornflake thingies. And some shortbread. Caramel shortbread. Yeah,
is caramel. It salted caramel? You can't have caramel without salt in it now, can you?
That's true. But I was in a bit of a rush, to be honest, so I forgot. So I had to run to the co-op.
And we all went to the co-op. Don't worry about that. That's good, though. You brought the the sweet. I have accounted for a bottle of mango and passion fruit smoothie, obviously red pepper hummus with pop chips, barbecue, a bit poncy but not crisps, so I guess they're healthier. Phil, what have we got over on that table?
We have a pork pie from the butcher's down in the road, and
with Coleman's mustard,
standard, isn't it? And a bowl of onion ring type things, so we're gonna stink later.
Isn't that the way with 4 men watching Grand Prix? By the way, anyone listening who isn't from either England, but especially Norfolk, Coleman's mustard. This is not American mustard. This is extremely hot. If you haven't had it before, have it. It's Coleman's mustard, so it's from Norfolk. It's from Norwich. It is an institution. And it's also something that, if you probably haven't had it before, will be a taste sensation. I recommend have it in small doses if you've never had it before.
English wasabi.
English wasabi. I like that. Yeah. What's that, Phil? Brings it into a bit of context for everyone. So this is exciting. Obviously, where are we now? So it is 1:07. David Croft is rattling through his stats. It's the 10th time that the F1 has been in Abu Dhabi, and it's sort of followed tradition so far, hasn't it? I think Mercedes fifth time they've had a front row lockout here, Kyle. Hamilton on pole again.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I think this is true. I'm basically making it all up. Yeah, Phil's giving me a nod. 83rd pole position for Lewis Hamilton, which I get he's got the record anyway, hasn't he? So he's just extending his lead.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, they could all go a bit rogue as they replay. When was that? 2010.
Yeah, Liuzzi against Schumacher.
Oh, beautiful.
And of course, we've got to remember turn three is not T3. It's not turn three. It's Baxter Bend. Rich declared that last week. Because I don't know if any of us knew. He did actually go to this race last year.
Did he really?
He did, yeah. Oh,
never talks about it.
I know. It's remarkable. I'm surprised he's not here this year. What are you looking forward to most about this race, Alex?
The start, I think it's going to be a great start this one. Yeah, a lot is going to happen, I think. That's my prediction now. A lot's going
so
to
if
happen.
If it doesn't now, we can blame you.
Exactly, yeah.
the front six just to wipe all of each other out and then just have a race for the rest of them.
And then Lance Stroll wins. He probably would win it as well. Phil, you?
Just Verstappen going into Ocon to get him back for the last race.
Oh, yes. Is that something of a revelation? I hadn't really appreciated how much Christian Horner and Toto Wolff don't really get on, but that example in the press conference of Christian making a joke about Esteban Ocon maybe being told what the flags mean over the winter didn't seem to go down terribly well with Toto. So there we go. We will, of course, be here for the start, I reckon. We'll go through the start. Phil's just tucking into the to the pork pie and mustard. It's making me very hungry. But, you know, some of us have got to work. So that's what we're going to do. And Phil's putting us up. So that is very much allowed. We'll do some commentary on the start. We might get commentary from Rich as well. He can't resist doing it, can
no, he?
Does.
And he's got... I can't remember the guy's chap is who was done up last round.
Oh, yeah. Neil?
Yes, it sounds Neil? Right. Yeah.
Well, the one who was much better than him.
Yes, yes.
His co-commentator.
So hopefully he's
stopped. Only nine and was physically telling Rich what was happening while Rich did his commentary. Love Rich. So that's all good. Wait, anything in particular you're looking forward to about this, Carl?
Maybe Brendan Hartley going a bit rogue and making a final impression before he leaves Formula 1.
Does he know he's leaving Formula 1 yet?
I think he's hanging on, but I think he knows.
Do you?
Yeah, I think he
I'm
knows.
I'm not entirely sure he does. I can tell him he is, if that helps. I know who's getting the seat.
Is that your...
That's my exclusive.
That's your exclusive, yeah. Isn't it? Oh, okay.
Couldn't possibly say on here. Who do you want it to be?
Have
you seen much of F2 this year?
Yes, is it the guy that finished second?
Anyone caught your eye? Just say who's caught your eye.
Albon.
Has he? Has he caught your eye?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
That's good that he's caught your eye. All right, that's good. Well, maybe people catch the eyes and maybe they get a chance.
Do your Formula E connections at all?
You're asking me who my source is, Kyle? That's not happening.
Oh, sorry, of course.
There we go. Good, nice try. So, Will Smith, what is he doing there? Just waving a massive Abu Dhabi flag in front of the grid. I mean, I know Sog's got out of the way. He could have just stood there doing it. Do you reckon his insurance didn't allow him to? I mean, what a tit. There we go. And having, you know, rejected Simon Lazenby in such brutal fashion.
Well, obviously he had to learn the technique of waving the flag.
And there he is. Oh, look, he hasn't got ear defenders on, so suddenly realised it's a bit loud.
Actually, I don't need them.
Shout, Kyle. It's all about the noise. Maybe will it be noisier next year?
Hopefully is probably the best way to describe that.
Hopefully?
Hopefully, yeah. It's a bit quiet now.
Air dryers.
Did Nico Rosberg say there will be 3 seconds slower cars?
Next season?
Yeah.
Well as good. Always, if the racing's good.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, does it?
No.
Yeah.
If they're all 3 seconds slower, then that's fine. Or the front guys are 3.5 seconds slower and the back guys are 3 seconds slower. That'd be even up a little bit better. That'd be nice.
It would. That would make it much better.
There won't be any more. Yeah, no more track records, though.
No.
That's it.
You just have to stop predicting them then, Alex.
That's pretty boring in there, isn't it? Track records, do you think?
I mean, we all sit there going, wow, they are going so fast, but you wouldn't be able to tell. Like, it's hard enough to pick up a hundredth of a second difference in a lap time compared to...
The most important thing is they're maybe half a second, they can get half a second closer to the car in front.
Yeah.
We don't, you know...
So we're officially sacrificing top-end performance for racing.
Yeah, but then...
Gimmicks.
But then they're... Like 1.5 seconds quicker than they were last year, so they soon catch up.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So, of course, Fernando Alonso's last Grand Prix in Formula One. You shedding a tear there, Alex?
Nah, I think he's been a great driver. He's done his time, but I think now he's done. Unfortunately for him, he went to McLaren. I was just going to join the IndyCar McLaren. Hopefully, it's going to be good for him. But This time it's Dawn. Same as probably Raikkonen as well. It's pretty Dawn. Yeah.
He's there. Just talking on the radio. Very touching. I mean, we're welling up here. Are you welling up, Phil?
Not really, no. He should have stopped last year.
Seem a rather unnecessary process. We'll see what happens.
Flavio Briatore seems quite convinced he's going to come back at some point. So,
well, is Fabio going to come back then as well?
I don't think he's allowed anymore, is he?
Never say never. Never say never. Him and Bernie's reunion.
Good on Briatore. Yeah.
Money talks, and he's got a lot of it.
Well, he's got a lot of money. He's got Twiga in Monte Carlo, and he's got a lot of money going around. Yeah, that's for sure. He could revive McLaren if he could. Yeah.
Or time or inclination. So they're about to line up at the grid. I'll try and do my best Richard Baxter impression. You already know what Snackwatch is. Alex is getting his plate. He's ready.
Ready for the start.
So we'll get nice and close so we can all chip in. I'll try and get the mic around us. So 1, 2, 3 red lights, 4 red lights, 5 red lights, pause, lights out, away we go, Kyle. Here they are, they're off. Oh, last Grand Prix of the season.
Standard at the moment, isn't it? Nothing too. Oh, is that Max? That awful start. Yeah.
Baxter, is that Alonso? Alonso's ran wide. A few of them are ran wide at the back there.
Sorry, John hasn't crashed yet.
It's whipping round at the back.
Is that Ocon he's next to? Go on. Ooh.
What is going on with Max? He's halfway down the field.
Yeah, come on.
He's gone after it.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah,
literally. I'm going to see him out. There's a bird joining in as well.
I just hope that Ocon's rest of the race is. I'm just going to block Max.
So, in terms of commentary, this is pretty awful, and you're all watching it anyway. But basically, no one's crashed, and Lewis is about a second ahead already. There we go. Oh, Danny Rick going on the.
Go on, Charles. Oh. Is that Haas got through?
Oh! Wow. Hülkenberg flipped. Wow. Goodness me, that was a nasty one. He is upside down. That's nasty. He's lost his rear wing. He's in the barrier. It didn't seem like the.
Tight.
Safety car straight out.
Right, get him out. God, this happened last time we did a live start. There was a massive crash.
Yeah,
that was about Spa, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow, that's bad.
Yeah, there's a few expressions. There's no particular flames coming out now, so they've obviously got fire extinguishers in there.
Are you okay, Nico?
I'm hanging here like a cow.
I think that means he's okay. I'm hanging here like a cow. I mean, to cows, I suppose, when they're dead. Yeah. And in a slaughterhouse, maybe. The marshals are bang on.
I don't know, the Hülkenbergs.
That could quite easily go down as my moment of the season, that radio message, to be honest.
Yes, yeah, 100%.
I mean, I have to say, wasn't the... He's out, is he? Is that him? Is that him getting out now?
No,
that's
the
still the...
doctor.
Okay, yeah. They're going to have to lift the car, aren't they? Or turn it over. Yeah. But I mean,
there's nowhere on there to lift the lifting points on the top of the car, which is currently facing towards the ground.
Yeah, we're going to have to be really careful with that. Sam Smith looks traumatised. I have to say, it wasn't fast paced, was it? There wasn't much flipping, thankfully, obviously. It was just what got scooped up and then. But it didn't seem at particularly high speed. It was just an awkward collision.
Yeah. Just after they got the hill on top now.
Yeah.
That would be nasty.
It's quite a fitting way to end this season, given it was the first season with a halo.
Okay? He's okay. He's talking. He's okay. Yeah.
He's okay, Roman. He said he feels like a cow, so it's fine.
There we go.
They're now flipping over the car.
This is going to sting when he goes hits the floor.
Yeah. So they're telling that guy to get out of the way because he's literally propping up the car. Brendan Hartley's in the pitch, in the pits even. Are we assuming he was the one who flips? Yeah, they're changing his front wing, so it's obviously Hartley who. We haven't seen a replay of it yet.
I think it's Grosjean that flipped him.
Oh, was it?
I think so, yeah.
Well,
he's overly concerned about him, which. Yeah. Oh, is he okay?
Well, we haven't seen a replay yet, so that's obviously the next thing. And then we'll have a little bit of a pause. But Nico's getting out and he's absolutely fine by all accounts looking at him. So that's phenomenal and obviously what we all want to see. And it does mean we can then look at the crash and go, whew! Which is
surprising he did flip because they were quite slow at that point,
aren't
they?
Exactly.
The corner.
It was just one of those curious
many cars went up onto each other.
That's the thing about these cars. However many safety tests and what have you have with them, there's always going to be random collisions where they get scooped or flipped, and I've seen it so many times. I'm Pablo Montoya in a shockingly pink t-shirt. But there we go.
That's weird.
This is Ricciardo going down the inside of Charles. And there, it's such a curious collision.
Wow.
He's just flipped up on his back wheel.
Yeah.
I mean,
away he goes.
I'd say it's not the fastest, but it's just a really awkward one.
So, how did Hartley do his front wing?
I mean, in fairness, I don't really know what was Roman supposed to do there. Yeah. He was literally in a chicane. He couldn't really back out.
I assume Hülkenberg thought he'd won the corner.
I mean,
as
he's
such.
Very tight in him there.
I mean, he's... Yeah, he's... Where's he going to go?
But I suppose at that point, looking from Nico, he just thinks that he's got the corner then, doesn't he? Like I said, but there's nowhere... There's nowhere really Roman can go, so...
That's mad.
And there's Max. Had a good view of it. Oof. We still don't know what happened to Brendan Hartley. Probably just drove into a wall himself.
Poor Brendan. Unless he got some damage from the rubble or whatever was left over. Don't know, but...
It's a trashed car, that's for sure. It's a good job they got about 4 months to put it together now for the next race. Or it just gets binned, does it? What happens to the car now, Kyle?
I think they keep them for quite a while because they don't want to let any bits or information come out. So, but they have got tests, though, haven't they?
That's true.
This
week,
so I don't know if they test this year's cars, did they? Or yeah, they must do because they haven't. Yeah, they next year's. Yeah.
And we have new front rear wing on because they're obviously changing quite a bit for next year.
What happened to Mayer? Completely just lost. He's lost about 10 places there off the top of my head.
His original start didn't seem too bad. He just as Martin.
Martin knows. Martin knows. Well, there we go. Everyone seems okay. I reckon we have some snack watch. We're going to take a break. Let's have one of these. Well, we're back. Lap 54 out of 55. We were going to come back a bit sooner, but didn't really need to bother in the end, did we, Carl? Did we really?
It wasn't a bad race, was it? It wasn't a bad race.
It's not over yet.
It's true. It could all happen still. But
No, you've been... Go on.
I was going to say, it's been a decent Abu Dhabi race.
Hasn't been bad. You are willing... Fernando Alonso to pick up the fastest lap, won't he?
Yes, I've got a cheeky little £5 at 50-1 bet on Alonso to get fastest lap. I was kind of hoping he'd be further away from the points and come in and try and get the fastest lap, which you can't. Oh man,
it's just got a 5-second penalty for leaving the track, which was from the really fast middle sector that you thought twigged.
Yes,
he might get fastest lap.
I was getting pretty excited at that point, but no. I think it sounded like he may have wanted to come in and try a new set of tyres, but McLaren being McLaren, you know, ruined the fun.
I mean, they were pushing him for that 1,800th and 1 point, whatever it was, but yes. There we go.
Yeah.
Great, one of my favourite radio messages of the year, along with Nico Hülkenberg's earlier, of course. And by the way, Sebastian Vettel's just gone put in the fastest lap himself. So
he likes him, doesn't he? Yeah. He's a
consolation lap that.
Yeah. Yeah, still 4 seconds behind Hamilton.
Who has basically been coasting. And to be honest, I mean, we all wondered if he'd come in a little bit early to change his tyres, Alex, but he's been comfortable, hasn't he, really?
He is. Quite nice race, to be honest. Comfortable, and as you said, I think he got spot on strategy as well. Let's see, the last few turns as well for Hamilton now.
I mean, this could be Murray Walker-esque, where he retires on the last one. I don't somehow think that's going to happen. No, not the way this season's gone anyway. Not even sure which turn he's on now, but there's only a few more to go. So fair play, Lewis Hamilton, finishing the season the way it's kind of gone all year. I wonder if we'll see it all again next year. He's going to be the first driver to break 400 points, I think, in a season. Did they say that earlier?
I think it is, yeah. I do believe they said that as well. I think his record holder anyway, Hamilton, for what all he needs.
There he goes. Checkered flag, is that Will Smith waving the checkered flag?
No fireworks.
No fireworks. Not yet. Not hopefully they've learned from my complaints of a couple of years ago where we didn't want to see fireworks while people were still racing, which was very annoying. So, Will Smith's done a good job of being everywhere, doing every job that was available to him during the course of the race, just for those low points when it wasn't happening on the track. Thanks for that, Lewis. Toto Wolff with a big old smile on his face, probably thinking of Christian Horner. And there we go. So Lewis won, Sebastian Vettel second, Max Verstappen third, no Shiri.
Yes. Get it there, Lewis. What a way to see out 2018. Awesome work today, mate. Awesome work all year.
Couldn't even be able to reply, but he is going to do some donuts. There we go. Whilst waving. A bit scruffy there with the old donuts, but they'll take him. Might as well just thrash the car now, man.
Get everything gone.
There were a lot of feathers flying around the track at the end of that race. I hate to think of what happened to them.
Local wildlife. I'm going home tonight.
That's the way, Kyle. There's Fernando. He's already got his 1,800 points, so he couldn't give a shit. But that's it for him.
Oh, God.
Driver of the day. They have not taken a vote on that, have they? Have they really given Fernando Alonso a drive? What a calamity that is. What a mockery of all situations. Here he is.
Champ, what a career. Thank you. Thank you. You're a champ. Let's go win the Triple Crown.
Is that Trump?
Yeah. an unlikely yet worrying comparison. Who's doing some Lewis. They're having an out. They're trying to out donut each other. Torvalent. That's good. That.
It'd be really unfortunate if they clipped their rear wings now doing those donuts, wouldn't it?
I didn't see him through the tyre smoke. See, Fernando can't even be able to do that. See,
like. Fernando Lewis loving.
Fernando Cam. There he is. See you later. I spent all year slagging you all off. Don't matter. Anyway, I'm sure we'll miss him, really. Unless something interesting happens next year. So that's good. So there we are. That's the end of the season. How exciting. We'll obviously wait to see if the drivers come off and do their things. But let's go through what we normally do. Who should we mention? Pit stops, let's make it a bit random. Anyone we want to mention? Who should we talk about? Red Bull, they had a decent race in the end, didn't they? But I mean, the race was pretty in the end because nothing really happened in the last stages of it, even though it was almost threatening to be exciting towards the end. Is that Max trying to do... Oh no, Danny Rick's trying to do donuts.
Great drive today. It's been an absolute pleasure having you in our team for the last 5 seasons. 7 victories, all the podiums, all the high moments. And we're going to miss you. We wish you all the very, very best for the future and hold very fond of memories that we have together. So enjoy this slowdown, man.
Well said, Christian. Meanwhile, Lewis, Sebastian Vettel, and then Fernando Alonso for some reason flying in formation.
Driver of the day.
He's just trying to get involved in this sort of.
Is that Lance Stroll?
Legends.
Daddy, they won't let me join in. Don't worry, Lance. Yeah. Next year, Lance.
I'll buy a Ferrari soon.
Is that Pierre Gasly or Brendan Hartley behind? It'll be Brendan, won't it? Brendan saying goodbye. Oh, mate, can I get in on this? I can't do a New Zealand accent.
Where are we going?
They're gonna go on the. They're gonna line up on the grid, aren't they?
Sort of left behind, though. Sorry.
What? Yeah, Sebastian's going. Why is Fernando here? why again? What?
Can I come along? Or
am I allowed here?
I can have another race.
Yeah, I mean, I've got 4 world titles. Oh, they're all. It's a triple crown of donuts. Imagine if they just all clashed into each other. That would be. What a sight there. Doesn't really work on a podcast, but hopefully you've all seen it. So that's.
I'm a bit worried about McLaren might break down, really.
If you could just be a little.
That's not tyre smoke, that's an engine failure.
Damn, GUK is gone. That's cool, though. That was a great stuff.
The crowd are loving it.
Parked it.
And now we can have a look at who's left the most pristine circles on the track. Round of applause. Well, there we go.
That was quite a nice little.
You happy with that?
Yeah. That's quite nice.
I mean, Fernando's donuts are a lot tighter than Lewis's.
Basically the Olympic circles.
Fair play, that does look good. We can't see Seb's, but There we go. Yeah. Anyone else we want to mention in a pit stop format?
I think Carlos Sainz. I don't think you saw him most of the race, but he ended up best of the rest and seemed to do pretty well.
and Nico Hülkenberg probably would have had a good race if he hadn't had his little flip, of course. He is fine, though, by all accounts, after being hung up like a cow. So that was good. That was good. Shame front, for... Oh, go on.
Front jackman for Mercedes after Valtteri's inability to brake. Actually standing there and waiting for him to come in must have been... he's got some balls of steel there.
Oh, well. What about Verstappen engineer that told him off completely?
Yeah.
That was great as well.
That's been a common occurrence all season. Nice little embrace there from Fernando and Lewis. See you later, mate.
Yeah.
That's done now, yeah. Saw you off.
They got on so well when they were teammates, didn't they?
And in fairness, Fernando whitewashed Stoffel van Dorn in qualifying, didn't he, for the whole season? Hasn't happened very often. So we just turned it down. Well, thanks, Phil. Top remote work, and for letting us, be here. I feel like F1 is going to surprise us now by doing some, because this is when they launched the logo and everything last year, isn't it?
Oh,
so
true, yeah.
They're probably going to do something a bit nuts that's going to be like, look at us, blah blah blah. They've already wheeled Lewis's car on some sort of weird visual platform, which looks kind of cool. But I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they sort of blew it up into space and then revealed something else.
Yeah, because I sort of kind of forgot about their logo. Now we were a bit fussed about it last year, but actually looks quite good.
Well, yeah. And it's probably still in a legal battle to overturn it. So yeah, they want us to forget about it. So well done. You mentioned, I can't remember who you mentioned, but you mentioned Carlos Sainz, didn't you? Yeah. We all mentioned that. Red Bull, they did pretty well in the end. Danny Ric didn't get on the podium to do his final shoey. Alex.
I think he had a good race, to be honest. Once again, he showed that when the car, he hasn't got problems, he can still race at a good pace. As Crofty said today, just next year he probably won't be able to do that, but I think he's a great driver. Max, again, is in the future, I believe. So Hubert, did over as usual, so yeah.
Fernando get a point in the end, or did he fall short?
He fell short.
Oh, that's good, because that was his attitude anyway, wasn't it? So that was all fine. Anything else catch your eye from the race, Phil? Now we're all done.
No, just looking forward to next season to see the shake up of the track a little bit, and see hopefully have a little bit more competition between Seb and Lewis, and see if someone else can join the party too. That'd be quite nice.
Will Smith was waving the flag. There he is, 50 years old, doesn't look it. And he got to it. At least he managed to wave it on the right lap, which is more than has been said in the past. So there we go. So, of course, it's all quite raw at the moment. We will have our season review where we will go through the final standings and also review the season properly. But they're just going to flash up the race result, which means we can check if there's anything we missed.
Also, since we are JCB... truck race at the moment.
Excellent.
Yep.
Are they going to
through the hotel at the moment?
Take the drivers around the truck. Maybe that's all the trucks coming back. Charles Leclerc finished 7th. That's not bad, is it? And I think Sergio Perez finished 8th. So Force India stayed ahead of Sauber in the Constructors' Championship. Double points finish for Haas in the end. That wasn't looking likely early on.
No, that was a pretty good finish for them, and a lap behind, so they got the right amount of fuel this time. So,
Brendan Hartley finishing 12th in his final Formula 1 race. I don't know if he knows that yet.
Out of 15.
Huh?
Out of 15, though.
Well, yeah, that's true. There were a few retirements, as they said. Now they're in the green room, which is always a nice moment, although I feel like they've already all chatted themselves out. Lewis is getting them all in the shop together.
So some real social media will hate that.
Can't believe they're not doing bunny ears.
What are they all doing getting on so well, huh? When's he going to nut him?
So Max just asked Lewis if tall people scare you.
That's amazing. They've gone rogue.
Oh, Will Smith. Will Smith there again.
What's Will Smith doing now? Here he is taking some pictures. It's not spoken to Simon Lazenby yet, though, has he? No, it's that much. Well, we might do some more pit stops in a bit on the bonus Patreon podcast that we'll record in a moment as well. But why don't we do our of the weekends? If we can distill these, driver of the weekend. Fernando Alonso, he was driver of the day, obviously, but clearly not the driver of the weekend.
I guess Has it got to be Hamilton? Just
well,
domination.
Yeah.
Easy, made it look easy.
Fair play to Charles Leclerc for finishing seventh, but I mean, that's pretty standard these days, isn't it? George Russell, should we give it to him for winning the F2 championship?
Very good show.
Yeah, we'll take that one.
Norfolk's own.
Certainly Wisbeach's own. How about our team of the weekend? Haas, double points. And that wasn't Kyle saying it. Amazing. Pastor Maldonado of the weekend. I mean, I like Will Smith, but I'm tempted to give it to him.
Sort of second half of the race was pretty poor, wasn't it?
I mean, we kind of thought they were taking off his tyres because it looked like they'd gone, but actually they took it off as a precaution. So it was just Valtteri.
Probably one of his chances to win.
I mean, Hülkenberg did turn his car over.
Yes.
He did flip his car, so that is...
That's freestyle. Yeah.
That's getting there, isn't it?
Yeah. But he did come up with the radio message of the year, so...
he saved himself for that.
He did. yeah. Don't go anywhere. There's Jos Verstappen looking up. Gleefully at the podium where Max is, as we said, no Daniel, no Shuey. If I was Daniel Ricciardo, I would probably be sat in the pits doing it to myself. Just get my own Shuey. Can I get a bottle of that Red Bull? We'll do a Shuey now. Giuliano Salvi moment of the weekend. Have not had enough of Giuliano Salvi this season, have we? He's just not been there. Anything really stick out? I suppose the start, wasn't it, with Nico, pretty much?
Yeah. Sort of freeway battles, there's a few of those. They're quite good. Van Dorn, let's overtake there. Probably the Hülkenberg moment, really. For a wow moment.
Yeah, I agree with him. The Hülkenberg moment and the three-way with Van Dorn, Grosjean and Ocon or Perez?
It was Ocon, wasn't it?
Ocon, yeah.
Well, the one where Grosjean completely chickened
out.
Quite enjoyed Pierre Gasly defiantly driving his whilst blowing engine, which is of course why Max couldn't really see where he was going for the last five laps because he was covered in oil. Although that was impressive.
That's not a good point about his worried about the fire thing. He drove nearly done a lap of it smoking, and then right at the end he's worried about fire. So
yeah,
just yeah. He's not,
what was it we said? We're not really going to like him next
year.
Yeah,
he's going to annoy us.
Yeah. And it will be interesting because he's going to be up against Max, who, as we know, doesn't really take any s***. So that could be very interesting. All right, then we'll race rating. We're up to date, which is nice. It's not something I've been able to say a lot this year. But Brazil, we rated at 8.05. That said, our top Azerbaijan leading the way. Obviously, the rating is out of 11. If I was going to start it off, I'd say you're doing well to give it more than a 7, and I think we're sort of going towards a 6, and even that might be generous, but I don't know. Oh, hello. Sorry. Hamilton's taken his top off. Oh, is this some sort of pit? What is this pit? There's lots of people filming it. Not many people are cheering. They're all just... Why is he taking his top off?
I don't know.
He loves it, doesn't he?
It's a bit like... It's a bit Ronaldo-esque, isn't it? You know, show off the abs.
I didn't do him any good. And now he's putting his garments back on. I mean, maybe that was a bet.
It may have been for jokes.
Jokes?
Yeah.
Is that because Will Smith's going to have to recreate that when he's playing Lewis Hamilton in the biopic?
Yeah. Although I think if there's ever a Lewis Hamilton film, Lewis Hamilton will probably play
himself. That'd be brilliant. That would just about sum it up, I think. But obviously we are continually being objective successfully about Lewis Hamilton.
We all love Lewis.
We do. 90% of us love Lewis.
Just in the eyes, go straight in the eyes there. Look at that.
There we go. I imagine they're all going to have a very good night tonight. Just flashing up Jenson Button's face. He's going to be on Sky Sports coverage next year. So does that mean he's retiring, I guess?
That's a nice good point, actually, because he's still been quite busy this year, hasn't he? So he's doing World Endurance and the Super GT in Japan.
Palomino.
So it'd be interesting if he's got the time. And also, are Sky getting rid of anybody?
Well, bear in mind, there will be no Channel 4 coverage next year for us here in Britain. So, pretty much.
But anyway, he'll be a good addition.
I'm sure he will.
He's very, very natural in front of the camera.
Yeah, it's never been an issue. Lewis has put on most of his overalls, and he's there's a lot of people on the track there for him to salute. Good old Lewis, well done. Anyway, yeah, rating, we can't put it off. So I'm going to say 6.5. I think off the top of my head, that still feels a bit high. Alex?
I'm 6.5 as well. Just not great, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're a bit high, Michael. I'm going to go 6.1.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could have gone below 6 if you want.
Yeah, no. I think it's about the 6, really. So 6.1.
As Simon Lazenby and Nico Rosberg stood next to each other, looking remarkably similar to each other, I can guarantee you one thing about Nico Rosberg's linen shirt and suit and everything. I bet he hasn't got any socks on.
That's a good point, yeah. Not allowed into Wimbledon.
And he's going to retire that outfit after this race.
Yeah, so. That's the way. That's the way. Nico. Yeah, quite. Racing.
6.75.
That's quite high. It's quite high.
I actually quite enjoyed it, yeah.
End of term feeling probably gave it a little bit of a boost. I think if this had been halfway through the season, we'd have been like, this is let's move on. So there we go. I can't believe we can't hear Nico's outstanding questions to Toto Wolff, but there we go. I'm sure we'll all survive. Who's going to have the biggest smile on their face on their private jet plane heading home from Abu Dhabi?
Brendan Hartley.
Oh, Brendan Hartley.
For 12th place.
Still thinking he's going to race next year. Why not?
I think probably Leclerc.
Yeah.
He had, a fairly good season, and he's probably excited for next year. So, yeah, Leclerc.
Probably say Alonso. It'd be the only time he smiled all season that he's not got to drive another McLaren next year, unfortunately.
Until he gets to Indy. Lucky guy. Brilliant stuff. Okay, well, you know where we are on social media, of course, and a quick plug that you can find all the links to subscribe to the NRF1 podcast for any bits we do over the winter. We do tend to have the winter off. That's just a warning. That's always how we do it. So you're not going to get regular podcasts when there's nothing happening, obviously. But we will, of course, be back next year, and you want to make sure you're aligned with all of our content. Then make sure you check out nrf1.uk/pod, subscribe. And I promise when we come back for next season, I'll have done a bit of housekeeping and everything will be pristine. Plus, we are going to have some really good ideas that we're going to come and bring to fruition next year over the course of the podcast, but also the Patreon page, patreon.com/nrf1, patreon.com/nrf1. So keep an eye out. If you've got any suggestions, of course, let us know. You can email us, nrf1podcast@gmail.com. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, give us a rating and a review, because that's a nice thing to do. And we always appreciate that sort of stuff. And of course, you can find the link, nrf1.uk/is on iTunes.
Hello, everyone. This is Jake Humphrey here. You're listening to the best Formula One podcast from the best county in the world, the NRF1 podcast. And I wasn't paid any money to say that.
No, I did give you some beers. So, of course, at this stage, we would normally preview the next race, but there is no next race. David Croft said how many days there were to FP1 in Melbourne. I don't know what he said, but I imagine it was probably a fair few. It's March, isn't it? And what are we in? November, December, January, months. February, March. So, yeah, three and a half, four months. So
100-odd days.
That'll
do.
Why not? And I guess we must be getting close now to this 1,000th Grand Prix. That they've been plugging for about 3 years.
Do we work out like there's going to be China or something next?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, that would be quite close, maybe. But there we go. So that's exciting. I'm sure there'll be plenty of other things to look forward to. And of course, we will get into full motion our season review podcast. I reckon we'll do it from the pub in the next week or two. It may well come into several parts, but rest assured, whether you're on Audioboom or on Patreon, you'll be able to listen to our full review, which will include the final standings of our prediction league and every prediction league winner of each Grand Prix. I appreciate it's not been something we've been able to keep on top of over the course of the season. That will be different next year, I promise you. But we will make sure we tie up all those loose ends. If you've been competing, make sure you listen to those podcasts, and we'll of course be in touch with those who have won and get them their vouchers and means to cashing them in and earning a nice little Formula One memento for a stellar season of predicting, probably. There's Danny Rick, who appears to have been growing a tash. Yeah. I hope that's for November.
I hope as well.
Although, if that's a whole month's worth, I'd question what he's been doing for his for his month. But there we go. His time is over with Red Bull. We'll, of course, discuss that and more in our season review. But I think, unless anyone has anything else to say, we're going to wrap up this podcast.
Yeah.
Everyone's nodding. We'll be back with, as I said, our exclusive Patreon podcast. We'll do 20 minutes or so of that next. You can listen to that. Just head over to patreon.com patreon.com/nrf1 right after this podcast. And as I said, we'll see you for E237, our 2018 season review. That will be in a week or two, and certainly before the year's done, because we need to do it before Christmas. So that's great. In the meantime, thanks to Future Radio, and thanks to Phil for us being in your house. You've got a lovely NRF1 snack watch, the pork pie, which was wonderful. There's still a bit left. You're going to have that bit, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I have got another one in the fridge as well.
Amazing.
You have to have that. Thank you very much, Phil. We'll do it again. Thank you, Alex, for joining us.
Thank you very much, you too.
Thanks, Carl. A pleasure as always.
Thank you.
Thanks from me to you guys as well. Thank you very much for listening. We really do appreciate your time, both today and throughout the season. This has been the NRF1 podcast. One more to go. We'll wrap it all up for you down the pub, as always. Until then, put your feet up, have a beer, glass of wine, a smoothie, and toast what has been a wonderful 2018 Formula One season. And we'll see you all to wrap it up very soon. Until then, good night.